You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I must report this sports story because it made me laugh quite hard. The penalty of the year in the NFL happened last night during the game between the Browns and the Steelers. A Browns player cost his team 15 yards, Jeremy, when he was flagged for throwing a shoe belonging to one of the Steelers.
Excellent.
That is a no-no in the NFL. There is no throwing of shoes allowed.
I wish that was okay. I wish it was acceptable. I might start watching.
God, I love this sport so much.
Why'd he throw a shoe? Was he just mad?
He was mad.
Or was it a toss? Was it a toss back or was it actually a throw?
He threw it.
Threw it,
threw
huh?
The shoe.
Almost as bad as that other guy stripping down the other day and running off the field.
Yeah, as somebody pointed out somewhere, they go, at least he left his pants on. But he left his pants on, at least.
Hey, did Ben Roethlisberger retire? What's his name?
Why is it? Technically retired, but they think it could be his last home game in Pittsburgh last night.
Saw a bunch of posts on social. I was like, oh,
yeah.
I recognize him.
Our Mark Andrew, who works here at Mix 100, is a huge Steelers fan.
So. I'll have to ask him.
What else is going on? So this moving company that each year tracks to see which states people are moving into and which ones they're moving out of. And what they do it as a... like a percentage. So percentage of people moving away versus moving in. And Colorado is not in the top 10 for either list, moving in or moving out. So apparently we've got like a little stasis going on right now or something. The state that people are moving to, the most inbound moves, Vermont.
Huh.
I've been to Vermont. Let me say this.
No good?
No, let me say this. Beautiful state.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Gorgeous. Those are the strangest people I have ever encountered anywhere.
Now they're getting even more
weirdos.
And that
includes travels abroad. The oddest people are in Vermont.
Huh. I wonder why.
I'm not saying they're bad people. And if you're from Vermont, here's the thing. People from Vermont don't even get offended when I say this. They nod. They're like, yeah.
No, yeah, we're weird.
We're weirdos. It's an odd group of people in that state.
All that syrup they're drinking.
And again, I'm not saying they're bad people. They might be the salt of the earth, the syrup of the earth. But they're just strange.
Huh. People are heading over there, huh?
Beautiful state. That's where people are moving to. The rest of the top 10, South Dakota, South Carolina, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, the states where people are fleeing, they're getting the hell out. For the fourth year in a row, number one is New Jersey. So I guess people are just a little fed up with the Garden State. You know, it could be, it's expensive to live there.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that because I don't want to get into political stuff. But it's expensive to live in Jersey. I had a cab driver one time in New Jersey. Tell me what he was paying in property taxes.
Mm.
And it blew my ever-loving mind.
That's not good.
He's a cab driver.
Move out and get a raise just because of the taxes. You don't have to pay all that.
And I said, what do you got, a mansion? He goes, I've got 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1,800 square feet.
Was it like
what he was
17
paying,
grand or something?
More than that.
What?
Yeah.
God.
Speaking of money, Jeremy is going to share a story about Keanu Reeves making a friendly donation. Why don't you start with that, and then I'm going to tell you about this show that he's making. He is a good guy.
Yet another story about how he is one of the greatest dudes on the planet. This report just came out that Keanu donated 70% of his earnings from the first Matrix movie to research for leukemia. Now, he made about $45 million, so 70% of that is about $31.5 million that he made to donate for leukemia research. I guess his younger sister, Kim, had been battling it for 8 years at the time, and he created a little charity to aid adults and children with cancer, and he didn't put his name on it, which is a solid move.
He's the
just
best.
Just do it, you know, stealth mode. He doesn't need the
this
attention.
This is near and dear to my heart. I donate to LLS every single year because that's what took my mom from me. She died of leukemia. And so a major salute to Keanu Reeves.
Such a good guy.
And I want to give you a book recommendation.
Okay.
You especially might really like this. It's historical nonfiction. It's called The Devil in the White City. And it is a fascinating book about a, I don't want to give too much away, but it's set at the Chicago World's Fair, like 1893 or something. And there was a guy there who was a serial killer. And this is a true story.
Fun.
But the reason I'm bringing it up, it's just an exquisitely well-written book.
Okay.
Devil in the White City. But I bring it up because it's going to be a true crime series on Hulu starring Keanu Reeves and Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's a cool combo.
And I guess Martin Scorsese is going to produce it. So.
Okay.
If you've not read that book, do it before this show comes out. And that's my recommendation for today.
I downloaded a copy of Project Hail Mary. You and
audiobook?
So many. No, just from the library that I'm going to read.
Screwing I'm up, hoping. I'm telling you.
You did rave about the audiobook, didn't you?
It's not a matter of raving that it's so good. It's that it's a better way of absorbing
experiencing
that particular book.
Okay, maybe I'll switch over. I only got about 10 pages in or so, and I'm already hooked because he ripped out a catheter at, you know, right in the beginning, and you're like, ugh.
You got to do the audiobook or it won't have the same, and I can't tell you why because it would be a spoiler.
All right, well, I'll try to check that out then.
All right, what else?
Some really important news. We do need to announce that today is National Spaghetti Day today,
yes,
Dom.
Sir.
Hey, da-da-da-da-da-da. Story here says that Mickey D's used to sell spaghetti about 40 years ago.
I think
can you imagine?
It's
in the
or
Philippines
two.
Or something. They say they still do it.
And I think there's one in Florida, too.
Is there? Oh, yeah, you're right. One location in Orlando, apparently. Some
there you go.
Mixed
yeah.
spaghetti. Can you? Mm-hmm. I can't even. I don't know. That's just weird. Hey, I do have a question for you. Are you the break the noodles in half kind of guy, or do you put them all?
Never.
Ever. Who does that?
Never.
I want a long, you know, spaghetti noodle when I'm eating. So spaghetti is in such heavy rotation in our house. I think it's on the menu for this week. I love it.
Cindy, are you okay with the angel hair?
Yes. Yeah, I told you I'm a bow tie guy, but I'm okay with the angel hair.
Gretch made a spaghetti during the holiday break that is, it rocketed up into my top two or three of greatest spaghettis ever. It's a spaghetti with, it's like an aglio e olio type of spaghetti
fun
with a lot
say.
Of cheese.
Yeah.
Oh my God, was it good.
Oh.
I'll send that to you.
I might have to leave. Oh. Apple, the company, Apple, reached yet another major milestone. I was talking with Nick Nack about this last night as we were laying in bed. The iPhone maker topped a market value of $3 trillion on Monday. The stock price ticked up just enough for them to cross over being worth $3 trillion, and then it kind of went back down. But you can imagine it's going to just keep going up. That's a one trillion is one with 12 zeros behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even fathom that kind of money. And now it's $3 trillion.
It becomes like Monopoly money at some point.
And how do the bosses there turn people down for raises? Like if you go walking in and you're like, I'd like to make a little more money. How can they look you in the eye and say, you know, it's just not in the budget this year, you know?
Hey. When stock goes up, eventually it goes down. You
know, I know. Now's the time. Run in and ask for a raise if you're working at Apple. But my God, that's so much money. Here's some other technology news. If you're using one of Elon Musk's Starlink services to get your internet, and maybe it's been kind of crappy, kind of slow lately, go check out the little satellite dish that you got to keep outside. They're saying Starlink has a rather low-tech problem on its hands. Those little Starlink internet satellite dishes get really kind of warm, and cats love them. So if you got cats outside, what they're doing is they're all huddling up on these little satellite dishes. I posted a video of one on our Facebook page. This guy in Canada posted it. There was five cats on this little tiny dish just kind of all huddled around staying warm. He says it doesn't completely kill the connection, but it does slow it down. And no word yet on how safe it is for the cats, but I will say they did look like they were glowing just a little tiny bit. I do wonder what's going on with all that just like being focused right on those poor little cats, but it's kind of funny. All right, let's do clickbait, man.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video of three members of a family participating in the cookie on the forehead challenge. Have you done this, Dom?
I saw the headline and I want to try it.
You lean your head back and you put a cookie on your forehead and you got to make the cookie work its way down into your mouth without using your hands. Just using all your facial expressions and features. It's the cookie on the forehead challenge. You can find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Enjoy.